Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
So you have made it your life in opera, and I'm sure that you have certain favorites. We all do. People who like opera have these favorite operas. What are your feelings about La Boheme, as I'm sure a production that you were aware of and heard long before you were directing operas yourself?
Actually, La Boheme was the first opera I ever saw live, and I was 16 years old, and it was in my hometown of Pittsburgh on the Benedum Center stage. And 10 years later, I directed that same production on the same set, on the same stage. La Boheme has a very special place in my heart, and I think the first time I heard it, what most captivated me was the sweeping music and of course the story, and the characters I found to be incredibly interesting, but Puccini's music certainly grabbed me, and I've always been a big fan of Puccini's music.
Let's hear some of that sweeping Puccini music, and here, this is from Act One, Mi chiamano Mimi. So that aria takes place during Act One of this opera, which is in, explain where we are when we hear that aria. We're in Paris, in the Latin Quarter in Paris in the 1830s.
Yeah, Mimi has come to knock on the door of Rodolfo, who is a poet, and she said that she comes with a candle, and she says, "My light is out, and can you please light my candle? I don't have any matches," essentially, is the subtext. But she's getting to know Rodolfo, and prior to her singing this aria about herself, he has introduced himself to her in who he is and what he does, and he's just a poet, and he just lives life, as he says.
This first act of La Boheme, maybe this isn't true, but seems to me to have some of the really the all-star hits of opera arias. We just heard one, and there are a couple of others. One of them that happens in Act One is, as you say, when Rodolfo kind of and Mimi, when their love is just kind of blossoming. And the aria in Italian, "Yours being much better than mine," what is the title of it?
Che gelida manina.
La Boheme first premiered in 1896. Since that time, it's been produced all over the world. With a piece that's so well known, La Boheme also, some people might know, was kind of the impetus for the Broadway musical Rent. How do you feel as a director that you can put your stamp on something?
It's an interesting question. I feel that a piece lives when you get a group of people together, like here at North Carolina Opera, and we all come into a room. Most of us have never met each other before. Sometimes you encounter people you do know, but most of the time, you kind of don't know anybody. And in the here and now, what does this piece mean to us in this situation? So I like to come in with a clean slate.
So explain that to me.
Yeah.
You have a libretto. You know the music is there. The lyrics are there. So how do you as a director make those differences in the way that the production is going to look and that the way that the viewer is going to experience it, kind of with these things that you know you have to do?
Well, it's all about circumstances. And what is a circumstance? So there are these guys living in squalor in this garret in the Latin Quarter of Paris in this time period. And what is the situation? Marcello's painting, Rodolfo's writing, but they're freezing. So then all of a sudden, the being cold becomes for me, the major part of the story in that moment. It's not about the fact that they're working, because they're actually not. They're just working to try to keep warm. So what situation does that create? And does that mean that he moves to the stove here, or does he move over there? He's talking about Paris. Is he going to look out the window? Is he deciding to just look from the window from the seat? Is he standing up? Is he going to cover himself with a blanket? You have to find what else are people doing on stage that they're not talking about, because Puccini layers, certainly his music and also his librettist layered their libretto, to have a lot of real-life things happening beneath the surface. It's all about what's actually not on the page that I think a director has to really try to influence the cast to think about. And that's what creates, I think, really good operas, when you approach it like a play in that way.
And while there are portions of this opera that are very small in terms of just having a few cast members and quiet, like Act One, we get to Act Two and everything opens up. There are a lot of people that are part of this opera and this production, you know, 50 people, more than 50 people that you're trying to kind of manage. I want to talk about Act Two, where we go from the small apartment of Rodolfo to a packed cafe. Let's hear a little bit of that. And I think in this we can hear this gigantic chorus and these people packed on the stage, and the whole sound changes. So while we're listening to it, tell me a little bit about what we're seeing here.
So this is actually the end of the second act, when we have 10 band members coming on stage. And this is something that happens every Christmas Eve, ostensibly, at least in Puccini's telling of this story. And the Bohemians have just tricked Musetta's rich lover into going off stage so that Musetta Marcello can get back together. And we have kids on the stage in chorus, and they're all waiting for the band to come on stage. So there's a lot happening, because there's the narrative of what the Bohemians are experiencing and the cunning event that they've just created for themselves, and then the chorus getting ready for the band to come on stage. So there's a lot of different things to watch. So you know, you think of it as a tennis ball that's kind of going around the stage, and there's lots of stuff to look at.
And your eyes are moving all
around.
Yeah,
yeah.
What is it like to not be rooted down to one place, to one production company, but to kind of look around and to see what does it make it so that you can choose the projects that you really want to work on?
Absolutely. I think, you know, I want non-opera goers to come to my operas. I think that opera is going through a resurgence. I think that the way that directors are thinking about opera now has changed in the last 20 years. And I really want to invite people who've never seen opera to come and see my productions and to let me know what they think, because I think that the future of opera is very precarious at the moment, and I really want to see it survive, because I think it is a fantastic theatrical art form that has a lot to offer a 21st century audience.
Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Crystal Manich is the director of North Carolina Opera's latest production of La Boheme. There will be two performances on January 24th and 26th at Memorial Auditorium in Raleigh. This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Phoebe Judge.